Hello, welcome to the Slimmer World podcast. Anna and me are actually in the comfort of our own homes today with our slippers on, instead of being on a graffitied picnic table in a park. We know how to live it wild, Anna, don't we?
It's the glamour that I always dreamed of when I got into this profession. But yes, it's much nicer to be in the warm than the rain.
It is. It is. And we are delighted today that we actually have more guests on the podcast. It's been like a guest bonanza the last few weeks. I feel like it's the most amount of guests that we've ever had in all the 5 years of podcasting in this year.
It's been so inspiring, hasn't it? Because we've heard from so many different people with so many different stories, talking about such an array of things. It's really like, yeah, got me going.
Exactly. Right. Well, there is more of that to come. But first, we just need to give you a little exciting announcement. Today, we're going to get into body magic. We're going to talk about running with some incredible inspiration stories from people all over the UK and Ireland, actually. We're going to meet them in a second. But Anna, we have quite an exciting announcement that we feel we need to share with the world. We've been like holding it in, bottling it up for a few weeks now. You've been organising with the people that organise gazebos in parks, who wear pink tutus.
I mean, literally, there is high-vis jackets at dawn at the moment. The preparation behind the scenes is mega, and I can't wait to rip the plaster off and be able to tell everyone.
Well, okay, the exciting news is you may already know that Slimming World, for the second year running, is a sponsor of Race for Life. Race for Life are events that take place all over Britain, and they can be a variety of distances. And people walk or they run, they raise money for cancer research. And we have decided together this year we are going to walk one of the 5K races. We're not going to run, we're going to walk. And it will be in nearby our Manchester land of Heaton Park on Sunday the 7th of July. And we are inviting you, whether you live in the area, to come and walk with us. You don't have to be a Slimmer World member. You can be a podcast listener. Come and join us. Come and walk with us. Or find an event on Sunday the 7th of July and walk with us kind of like virtually on the same day. How does that sound?
I mean, you say walking, I feel I may be crawling. I may be hopping. I'm just going to make it round. That's my plan. I have no means. My legs will do some of it. But yes, no, I'm very excited.
The only thing that you can do, I walk as a tail walker at my local parkrun. And the point of a tail walker is that the tail walker always finishes fast, and you walk as fast or slow as the person who is in front of you. Okay. And I think that we should do that too, so that whoever's with us, the slowest person, we're walking with you.
And I will be that slowest person, so it's fine. But you know what? I'm really excited. I have really got into loving walking, and I'm just excited to go and challenge it into something possible, channel it into something positive even, and go and do something. It'll be so much fun, won't it? So I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to have more about some of the training that we're doing and things like that on our Instagram. It's at Slimming World Podcast, because it's a bit difficult to kind of coordinate updates on our podcast. So if you want to find out more about what we're doing with that, head to our Instagram. Okay, right. Let's put that aside. And why don't we meet our guests today?
Yes.
Let's head over to Ireland. Let's head over to Dublin. Ooh. I feel like I'm doing slight like Eurovision entrance or
calling
something.
Calling Dublin.
Here.
Dublin calling.
Exactly. Trev Kearns is on the podcast. You are a consultant, a member, and many other brilliant things. And now you are also a marathon runner trainee. This sounds exciting, Trev.
I know. I feel like a fraud, to be honest with you, because I never even thought I would in a million years be able to run a marathon. It's something that was beyond my even comprehension, to be honest, Claire.
Well, here you are, and you're on the podcast to help us kind of inspire people to take those first steps like you did only a few years ago. Also on the podcast, we have you know, I feel like the amount of registered nutritionists we've had on the podcast this year, this has got to be like a record. Emily Young is in the hood with us here. You work in the Slimming World Sparkly Castle, but you are also part of Slimming World's marathon team for this year. How are you?
I'm super excited. Like Trev, it's such a great opportunity, and I think we just feel so lucky to be part of this amazing journey.
Yeah. So me and Anna didn't really know too much about what is the Slimming World Marathon team, and both of us have kind of like been, well, just calling up a few people like, so how'd you get into this marathon team then? What is it all about? And we actually found out that most of the applications to join Slimming World's marathon team open between June and September. And then this year, there were the most amount of spaces on any Slimming World marathon team ever before. There are 17 spaces, and they're spread out across three different charities, which we'll hear about some of those different charities as we go through the episode. And I understand people who enter the team will have at least either signed up for or have done a half marathon already. That's the kind of, you know, the kind of entry level, I suppose. But I mean, we're really keen to kind of understand, as myself and Anna are not really classed as runners. I mean, if there was a dinosaur chasing me, I would give it a go.
If there's a chocolate bar in front of me and I've still got sin, I would run for it. But that's as much running up I've ever done. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, we hear from a lot of people who say, well, I could never do that. I can't do that. But we also hear, as we found out last year when we did our first few episodes into running, that there are a lot of members who, as they've lost the weight, have kind of gone, I wonder whether. And one of the ways that they've been able to enjoy their new bodies, their new energy, is by putting that energy into body magic. And running certainly seemed to be a popular choice, you know, that people can do either on their own as part of groups. There's so many different events. There's Race for Life. There's different races. So it seems to have been like something that hooks people in. I mean, Trev, do you want to kind of recap, where did running begin for you?
Well, it's a strange one, because I never imagined myself as being a runner. Like you said, I just stumbled upon it, really. I hate mentioning this word, COVID, but I was through my journey, and I'd started Body Magic. My consultant was very good at kind of encouraging that. And I, as a child, my dad would take us swimming, me, my brother, and my sisters, swimming every Sunday. And I said, oh, I'll give that a go. So I started swimming first, but then the pool was too cold. And COVID kind of struck. And I'm like, oh my God, the gyms are closed. The pools are closed. What am I going to do now? I said, okay, right, I'll give this a go. And believe me, if you knew me back then, or even friends of mine, would say Trev wouldn't even run if you chased him with a knife. It was just so far beyond. And I just started off small, and I said, oh God, this isn't so bad. And, you know, as I lost the weight, I kind of became a bit more of a social creature, and my confidence kind of gained. And I started looking around, and there's so much out there, like whether it be running or dancing or whatever, there's a tribe out there for us all. And on Google, I found there was a running club near me, the Dublin Front Runners, and it's an LGBTQ plus running club. And when I first turned up, I was like, oh my God, you know, these are going to be like really fast runners and everything. And I've been only running around the park during COVID, really. But I just found, you know, there was people there of all abilities, like what you were saying about the Race for Life. You know, there's a walking group, even some people bring their dogs. So, you know, and it just spiraled from there. And, you know, I've always seen that entry for the marathon. And I often looked at it one day and I said, nah, that'll never be me. And lo and behold, here I am talking to you guys.
I mean, we do need to mention that you have lost over 8 stone with Slimming World. That is like losing a person. That's obviously made a huge difference in your confidence, in, you know, just even, like you say, your physical ability to just go and do the things that you never thought were possible.
Yeah, and do you know, it was one of my members that I think said it to me. But do you know, whether it's 8 stone or a half a stone that somebody wants to lose, the challenge is just the same. And if you translate that into running, whether you want to run a mile or 10 miles, the challenge for no matter what ability that we're at is still the same. And we seem to think that it's beyond us. And I feel a fraud even saying this sometimes because I'm preaching this, but sometimes I don't think it myself, but the challenge is exactly the same. And it was one member, she said, I started one day, I just walked from one lamppost to the other. And then she said, the next day, then I said, right, I'm going to walk to the next lamppost. And lo and behold, she's like on her gold body magic award at this stage. So it's starting off small. We seem to think it's a huge task. But you can build it up over time.
Yeah, we've got some great advice as well, haven't we, Anna? That the team of us here have collected from people who are in the marathon team about that advice of where to kind of start. And Emily, you are a sports fanatic. You just love rolling your sleeves up and getting involved in all kinds of different activity.
I do really enjoy being active, and I feel really lucky that I can be active and I have the opportunity to move my body and feel great about it afterwards. Yeah, I've always run. Well, not always, but for quite a while I've run, and I've done some half marathons in the past. But I've always, it's always been a dream to do the London Marathon. And for whatever reason, I've never been able to get a place, and the opportunity came along this year for someone from head office to represent Slimming World and marathon team, and I had to apply like everybody else, and I was so happy to be given the place. And the rest is, yeah, 16 weeks ago we started training, and here we are.
Yeah. And actually, this podcast is going out only a few days before you will be lacing up your trainers and heading down on the plane, on the trains, however you're going to get down to sunny London. Hopefully the weather will be a lot better than we're recording today. We have also been collecting videos from both of you and also some of the other marathon team members as part of your training. We've started sharing a few of those on our Instagram over the past few weeks. And I think, I don't know about you, Anna, but I find it really interesting just to see where are people? What are they wearing? You know what I mean? Is it night? Is it day? Is it raining? What's going on?
Yeah, I've got a friend who's training for the London Marathon as well. And she said, I train inside, I train outside, I do when it's raining, when it's hot, well, not hot, but warm. And I just said, but you just ran 17 miles on your treadmill. Like, how's that? She said, if you told me that a year ago, I would have never believed it. But it's like losing weight, you break it down, don't you? And that's what I just love talking to you two. It feels like you're getting pleasure from this. Whereas I've always thought about running as, oh my God, it's punishment, it's a chore, it's not enjoyable. And do you know what's so lovely when you meet people like you is you think, okay, well, they're getting joy from it. Maybe I could. Maybe I just need to reframe my mind. So I think it's really inspiring to hear people who love doing something, because then you think, maybe I could love it too.
Don't get me wrong, Anna, though, there is occasions, I don't know about you, Emily, where you're looking out the door and the rain is pelting down and the wind is howling and you're thinking, oh my God, what am I doing? What sane person would want to do this? But then I think you mentioned it earlier on, Emily, when you get back in, that the adrenaline, the rush, the sense of achievement that you have. But I'm not going to lie to you, and every time I'm in that car or I'm about to start a half marathon and the weather is terrible, I'm thinking, are you insane?
How do you then get your brain to go from, are you insane? I don't want to do this, to get out the car and get moving? Because that's where a lot of us struggle. Like, I can talk myself in and out of it. I'm the woman that drives up to the gym, gets a coffee, and goes in the sauna and won't go actually on the running machine. How do you make your brain work so you get your feet going?
There's always going to be a reason not to, isn't there? And it's just thinking of the end result and how you're going to feel at the end, and that's what gets you out. And that when you cross that finish line and you pick up that medal, that sense of achievement that and pride that you'd have, that you're doing something that honestly I've never imagined. I'd have laughed at you 5 years, 10 years ago to say, like, this is coming from the guy who used to skip PE class for study classes. I used to get letters home to my parents saying, "Oh, he's forgot his gym gear again." Truth is, I never forgot the gym gear. So to have for me to go from that to that, that's the driver for me to say, "Oh my God, look at how amazing you are." And sometimes we forget to remind ourselves of that. Like, it's even amazing joining a Slimming World group for me, like, to go through that door, the brave, courageous the decision. So it's, sometimes it's not that moment that you're in. It's think of the end result. And sometimes that end result, like Emily was mentioning, we're in 16 weeks training program. We're 12 weeks through that now. At the start, when I looked at it to compare to now, like it's a completely different picture. So, I never thought possible. So, dream the impossible.
Do you think that is the key, breaking it down though? Like your training program has broken it down so it's achievable, like with the Body Magic Awards and Weight Loss Awards. If you break it down enough, you don't see the entire mountain, you're just climbing step by step. Do you think that helps?
You're so right, but there is that sense, even with Body Magic, I know, and even as a member and a consultant now, I still have that, like, I want it and I want it now, like, I want that end result. And but I think it's focusing just on the next. Like, I was really focused on week one and week one. If I hadn't looked at week 12, I would be like, "Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm not doing this," but it's difficult to rein yourself back. But you're absolutely right, Anna. It's, look at just the next step, not the end step, because you'll scare yourself off thinking it's never achievable.
So true.
Yeah, I mean, I guess consistency is a really big word, habits, behavior behind the scenes at head office, Emily, as well. All the various methodology that you guys have in your research team emphasizes that. And that's why the Body Magic program is there. I mean, you've even followed the Body Magic program yourself, haven't you?
I have, yeah. And I mean, it's great to have a goal, isn't it? But the body magic, and everybody has goals, whatever they want to do in life. But I think what the Body Magic Awards do amazingly well, and for me last year when I started to actually follow them, to help me rebuild my routine basically for activity, because I was finding myself doing like a bulk of activity, and then I'd maybe go, oh, well, I've done quite a lot now, I'll have a little break. But that's not how we build these active habits and these habits for life. So I started off down with bronze, and I achieved my bronze award, and I was tracking my activity, and I was loving that because I am the sort of person that does like to track and see these goals being achieved and getting my boxes ticked and the bars on the app going up and up and up, and each week things were being achieved. And then I just progressed, did silver and I did gold. And I got my gold just before I found out I had the place on the marathon team as well. And I think that really helped me build this amazing foundation for the marathon training, because you're absolutely right, Claire. You need consistency, and it's consistency that helps build routine and habits. And once you've cracked that, I can't now imagine not continuing with running. I mean, I won't be running the distances probably that I'm running right now, but I'm getting so much enjoyment from it that I don't want to stop, because I want to carry on getting that amazing feeling, like Trev says, at the end of my runs, of pride and just achievement of what I've been through.
You must get in the shower after a run and be like, I am epic. Look what I've just done. That's how I would
Definitely.
be feeling. I'd be like high five in the mirror and everything, because it is such an incredible thing. And I remember talking to a lady about the Body Magic Awards and saying, the awards are to keep you motivated as this becomes a habit, but then eventually the habit is going to be the thing that inspires you, the feeling you get, those endorphins. And actually, it's such a clever system, Body Magic, isn't it? Because it's an activity support program. It doesn't tell you what to do, it just gives you a framework to do and find the things that you love but consistently. And I think that's why it works so well for so many of us.
And I think what's amazing is you don't have to run. Like Body
No.
Magic Awards are any type of activity, however you want to or can move your body, whether it's doing some of the videos that are on, available online now that you can get, or doing some gardening, getting off the bus one stop earlier. all of those different ways all helps to build up within a Body Magic Award. So you don't have to run a marathon like me and Trev. Wherever you want to start and whatever you want to do.
But like what I was saying earlier on, Emily, that member that I had that walked from one lamppost to another lamppost, that was her marathon at the time. You know, that is her marathon at the time. And you know, and she's built that up over time. So, you know, it's the same difference. That's just what I'm trying to say to people. Like, you know, we all have our own marathon. It doesn't actually have to be a marathon, if that makes sense.
That we've just chosen to do the London Marathon, which I think is amazing.
The marathon used to be a chocolate bar that I ate, to be honest
Oh
with
my
you.
God, do you remember?
Do you remember that before they were Snickers?
You're so true, aren't you? I just thought then, my first park run that I ran all the way around and didn't stop. So a park run is 5K, in case you don't know. I cried actually when I crossed the line because I think I had told myself, "But you can't do this. Who do you think you are?" The abuse that I was giving myself the whole way round. What do you think you're doing? This is going to hurt. You're just going to hurt yourself. It was non-stop, and I just found by I'm about actually to celebrate my 50th park run within the next couple of weeks, and I don't always run it. Mostly now I walk it, I tail walk, I park walk, to support newcomers to our event. But I cannot believe how different I feel now about running. I think you mentioned it, Anna, how I used to perhaps use running more so than any other exercise as a bit of a way that I would punish myself for allowing myself to become overweight. And it was like, well, you've allowed yourself to get this way, so now you've got to run it off. And it was a very unhealthy kind of mix going on there. And over the last few years, I've really had to kind of work at that kind of psychological aspect, which was holding me back in my weight loss, which there are so many different tools that the Slimming World membership offers to help you go through that, your for and against lists, SAS logs, all kinds of different things. But I think the Body Magic program for me, going back to basics of working through bronze, silver, gold, and now platinum, I think it's also encouraged me to do a wider variety of activities. I found that not just running, but looking at other things that helped me, yoga, weightlifting, cycling, walking, all those things, they all kind of complement each other. So yeah, you're so right about that. One person's marathon is, you know, is very different to another's. And I suppose a part of what we look at in this like kind of Slimmer World program is that we celebrate people's individualities.
And people's different abilities. I mean, you look at me when I started, you know, I had such a severe spinal injury. I didn't move out of bed for a year before my surgery. It could wiggle my toes, you know, I was hunched over. And now to think about how active I am, if you told me my starting point to where I am now, I wouldn't have believed you. And I think I meet so many people, I'm sure Trevor does, who are members, who we get comments from, don't we, messages. We all started from different points. And I think it's knowing it doesn't matter where you're starting, it's the fact that you're starting. And it's that really not trying to put pressure on yourself, because I think if pressure worked for weight loss and worked to become consistently active, I would be an Olympic athlete by now if pressure was a good thing. It doesn't work, does it? So again, this is about cementing the habit in, but also celebrating the fact that you're trying. Because I think for so many years, many people I know, we quit when it gets hard. And the thing about Body Magic is if you can see it through those rainy days, those hot, sweaty days, that's commitment to change, isn't it?
Yeah, and the rainy ones too. Hey,
Oh.
do you know what I just thought? So we've got a collection of comments. I think maybe this might be a perfect time to slip these in. We asked our fellow marathoners, is it a word? Is it? Yeah, is that what
I
you
love the way
are?
you said, fellow, like you and I are doing it, Claire. I
I
like
mean,
that. We're in the team now, gang.
I was reading Emily's email actually, but you
Oh,
know,
okay.
we're a part of the marathon team.
Team marathon.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to dedicate a mile to you, Claire and Anna. Yeah.
The hot, the hottest, sweatiest one. Is that ours? Is that
<Yeah.
Yeah. What advice would they give for any members or listeners wanting to take their first steps with body magic, especially running? So, Nicola, who a fellow Irish Slimwall member, was part of Couple of the Year, who we had on our podcast a couple of years ago. Nicola says, just put on your shoes. That's the start and get out of the door. Enjoy the process and remember, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. The feeling of proudness with yourself is priceless. Wow. Trudy here, download Strava and take it one lamppost at a time. There's a theme here. Even after a week, you'll find you can run to the next lamppost and then the next without stopping. If you're out of breath, slow down. Don't compare yourself to others. If you feel self-conscious, go out at a time that is quiet. For example, it took me ages to feel comfortable running in daylight. Wow. Mm. And finally, the more you do it, the better you'll get. Enjoy the freedom. Wow. Louise, if you run, you're a runner. There you go, Trev. Take it easy. Don't give up if something doesn't go to plan or you get sore. This is bound to happen. Your body is an incredible thing. You'll be amazed by what it can do. Enjoy. Jane has got bullet points.
I like Jane's bullet points here. These are good.
Number one, find something you love doing. That might be trying lots of different things, but when you find something you love, you'll do it willingly and it becomes habit. Number two, anything new feels hard to start with. That is a good point. Keep going. It gets easier with perseverance and determination. Number three, smile, laugh, have fun. It's meant to be enjoyable. I think, you know, when you do races and they have like a race photographer, that's when it really shows, doesn't it? Because you don't want to have all your race photographs with you looking at the floor looking miserable. Number four, it's not about winning races or being the best. It's about doing your best and being the best you can be. Matt Simons, who we also had on the podcast a couple of years ago, don't worry about speed. Go at your own pace. Start with couch to 5K. It's a great point to start with. Enjoy what is on your doorstep, the great outdoors, and use it as me time, not just exercise. Yeah. Lisa, couch to 5K, easy to follow. Repeat runs if you need to. Then graduate to parkrun. Brilliant. Ian, don't worry about everyone else. Just get out and go at your own pace. Or even better, ask a friend, family member to join you. Or if you want to, ask at your Slimmer World group and see if anyone is in the same boat. Use Couch to 5K. That's how he started his journey. Loved it. It gets you joining in slowly and surely. And most importantly, if you don't want to run straight away, just go for walks and enjoy yourself. And see what your body wants to do next. That's interesting, is it? Like this kind of sense of curiosity, I think. There's a bit of a kind of theme here, isn't there? Simon, don't be put off trying something new. Before Slimming World, I wouldn't even run for a bus. But my consultant at the time suggested I try parkrun. What a game changer. I've now completed over 350. And always look for one when we go on holiday. And then finally, John Durkin, making the first step in whatever you choose is the most important. Don't be put off by how little you achieve the first time, but focus on the positives that you are getting active. Try different activities, find out what you enjoy, improve gradually, and feel the pride in yourself as you do them. Before you know it, it will be your routine. There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
You say that to me, don't you, Claire?
My neighbour told me that was one of the first things that I learned when I moved to Glossop. Remember, your skin is waterproof. For me, running, I couldn't have ran to the end of my block before I joined Slimming World, and now I'm running marathons. It's all done by gradually getting better, running a little bit further each time. Do it at your own pace. Enjoy it, especially the fresh air. You'll be surprised and delighted by what you can achieve. The mental benefits far outweigh the physical. Far outweigh the physical in my case. Wow.
I know. This is an inspiring team, Emily. We're in, aren't we?
We are in such good company, Trev. I mean, we're going to get round together just with all that support that we've got within Slimming World team. It's
I'm
amazing.
actually even getting inspiration from this as well. Like,
That's exciting.
I mean, you are raising money for charities as well, Cancer Research UK, Alzheimer's Research and Irish Cancer Society. And the aim is that each team member who has a place will raise a minimum of £2,000. Does that feel like it means more to you that you're doing it for a bigger cause?
It does for me, yes. It's great to be able to run and the sense of achievement that we're going to get. But absolutely, there are people who are sponsoring us and donating to our fundraising pages, and they believe in us as well. And so it's that collective belief behind us. It's like having all our sponsors' hands on our backs, kind of like pushing us along the 26.2 miles to get us to that finish line. And that responsibility of getting there so that those people's donations, and it's not easy to donate to fundraising things at the moment. Let's be honest, things are tough for a lot of people. So it's a responsibility to use that fundraising wisely and get there, get over the line, really.
Yeah, everything that Emily said there, it's so encouraging. And the first donation that I got, like, it was a tough one because, as Emily was saying, it's so I really hate asking people for money, but when it's for a good cause and you see people are actually supporting you in that as well, the encouragement that I'm getting from it, and it's gone on to even get more sponsorship and to even build up the confidence in asking people to sponsor me, because especially everybody's been touched by cancer at some stage as well, through family members or friends that they've had. So people that don't mind giving to it at all, and it really does help that encouragement. And as Emily said, it is a bit of a responsibility now. We need to do this. We need to do this well for our charities.
It's incredible, but I think it's that belief in you, the belief in the fact, like, you are doing it for so such good, but also your stories are so inspiring. I think it's twofold, really, isn't it?
Well, why don't we just hit pause on our chat for a second? And I think, Anna, we should pull our socks up and imagine it's raining outside, but we're putting our trainers on and we're going to go on a training run with some of the marathon team. Are you feeling me?
I mean, up till the rain, I was totally there, but okay, I'm in it. I'm in it.
Let's have a listen to some of this year's marathon team out on the roads, on the trails, getting their training done and meet a few more of them.
It's great fun.
Hi everybody, it's Wednesday afternoon and we're in week 12 of 16 weeks of London Marathon training plan, and I'm about to head off for a 60 minute run, and I'll catch up with you later on to let you know how I got on.
So I'm on my Sunday long run today, 8.7 miles. This is deload week, having fun down by the River Clyde. It's an absolutely gorgeous day.
Good morning. So here I am, Sunday morning at the end of week 10, in a place called Boher Breen. I don't really know where it is, but Google Maps thankfully took me here. So I've booked in for the half marathon here today. I'm sitting in the car thinking, why have I done this? I still think that every time. I don't know why I doubt myself all the time. So I'll chat to you all later and see how I got on.
Hi Anna and Claire, Matt Simons here. Just got in from a 20-mile train and run, buzzing. Can't wait for the marathon to come round, and so proud to be part of Team Slimming World, running for Alzheimer's research in memory of my dad. Can't wait for the big day.
Hi, my name is Trudy and I am running the London Marathon 2024 as part of the Slimming World team, raising money for Cancer Research UK. I've just finished one of my short runs for the week. A quick 4 miles. Certainly wouldn't have said that a few months ago. I definitely wouldn't have called it a short one. But loving the support I'm getting from Slimming World and from Cancer Research UK. I love the podcast. I listen to you whilst running sometimes. See you all at the finish line.
Hi, I'm Nicola, and I'm doing the London Marathon as part of the Slimming World team for the Irish Cancer Society. For me, training
has been different this time because I lost my dad in December suddenly. But I'm looking at this marathon like it's a privilege and an honour, and I get to do it, and I get to do it for such an amazing charity as part of it, an amazing team.
Hiya, so my name's Hayley Custer. I'm running for Cancer Research, and Slimming World have very nicely given me the chance to run the London Marathon. We lost our daughter to cancer when she was 4. I don't ever want to hear that another parent's had to go through that again. It was awful. But yeah, here I am. I'm doing 13 miles today. I'm feeling really good. I'm halfway through today. 16 mile on Sunday. So I'm starting to get back on track. So thank you very much, Slimming World, for giving me this chance. And yeah, thank you. Bye.
Morning everybody, it's Ian. Just giving you a bit of a update on how the training's going in preparation for the London Marathon. I'm currently just briefly stopped on a 13 mile training run. Yes, 13 miles. It is tough work because we're in the last 4 weeks, so we're pushing on big time, but it's still good, still enjoying it, still loving it. The weather's gorgeous. It's a bit chilly and a bit windy, but it's perfect. And yeah, it's all going well, so I better go. Before I get too cold, thanks for all the support and the love and the wishes, and have a great day. Take care. Bye.
Hi. I have to tell you, if I had ever thought that I would enjoy running in the rain, it's just amazing, liberating. There's a big puddle there. I'm trying not to get splashed. I'm so excited to be running the London Marathon for Cancer Research UK and Slimming, part of the Slimming World team. And do you know what? Don't ever believe that your body can't do something. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing what we can do.
Hi, I'm John Durkin and I'm a member of the Slimming World Marathon team 2024, running London Marathon in 4 weeks' time. I'm out training this morning. It's actually quite a lovely morning for here. No rain, we're not having to dodge the rain. And my chief cameraman is walking backwards to try not to fall over a landmine. And I'm hoping that all the rest of my team members have a brilliant week. The training's worked well.
Hi everyone. So I'm back where I started about an hour later. That was such a nice run. The sunset was amazing tonight. I'm sorry I didn't get any pictures of it, but my phone was in my pocket. I feel really energised now for having done that run, and I hope that you can get out there and enjoy the outdoors and the fresh air. You don't have to run a marathon. You can start off dead slow and do a kilometre, work up to park run, work up to doing Race for Life for Cancer Research UK this year. Whatever you do, just enjoy it.
So we're here from after the post-race lowdown. I completed it. I don't know why I always doubt myself. So I think it's a natural thing. So if you have those doubts that you can't do something, that voice inside your head will always convince you. In the car, I wasn't even going to get out of it this morning. But now I've just completed a half marathon in my best time yet. Week 10 is complete.
It's so lovely to kind of hear people out there. I was saying to Anna actually earlier today when I was like listening through all the videos, I was like, I thought there'd be like more blood, sweat and tantrums, but everyone was so happy and enjoying it. Me and Anna would be like, oh, I don't want to go.
I mean, you'd have to edit me out for the swear words, wouldn't you? But the joy that these people are getting is phenomenal. I mean, maybe I've just not found my sport, but it's even more inspiring to know that they're liking doing it.
Yeah, the one thing that jumped out for you, Trev, was you still sometimes have this doubt. You were very honest about sometimes doubting yourself of like, can I do this? I thought that was really honest of you, but I'm sure that a lot of people can kind of hear that when they're looking at doing something like this too.
You do have that kind of sense of imposter syndrome sometimes, and you know, I always doubt myself, but now to be fair, my confidence is up here compared to where it was since before joining Slimming World. But you do have that doubt. It's always that seed, that little inner voice inside. But it's getting quieter now, Claire, to be honest. It's getting a little bit quieter. But that's why I book races in advance, like for us to coincide with the training plan. Because I know if I book, it's like the countdown offer. If I booked it and I've paid for it, okay, I'm going to go and do the race.
Such a good analogy.
Yeah, exactly. And Emily, you started, I mean, people won't know this because they'll have only heard it. They won't have seen the video unless they go on our Instagram page. But you start running and it's daylight. And then by the time you do your little catch-up message, it's dark. I mean, the clothes you wear and look like a completely different colour. That's how long your run was, that it went from day to night.
It did. I set up, well, I left work and it was about 5:30. And I'm lucky enough to live relatively close to the Sparkly Castle.
It's a big commitment, though, I'm guessing, isn't it? Like training for the marathon. It's not like, you know, a 15-minute jog here, is it? Like it's hours that you're putting in each and every week. Do you think once it's finished, you're going to bask in the glory of not having that time? Or do you think, I know you said before you will keep on running. Do you think it's something you're going to want to continue to that level? Will you be booking another marathon or half marathon?
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not gonna say never again, because who knows? But it is absolutely a commitment, Anna. You're right.
Absolutely, me too.
I kind of underestimated the amount of time training would take, if I'm honest. It's 3-4, you know, 5 days a week. It's not just running. You've got to really prepare your body with strength training as well. You know, work on your core to support, you know, support your abdominals and all of those really important muscle groups to help you run and to help you run faster and more efficiently, and not feel all those aches and pains. And then the recovery on top of it, and planning what you're going to eat in advance, like the day before. There's so much going through your head. I don't know if you feel the same, Trev, but you at the moment, I'm just constantly thinking about running.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, we wish you the best of luck. I just hope that you just enjoy every moment running next to dinosaurs and
a washing machine. You know, random.
I was trying to say something, running next to dinosaurs, Claire.
Yeah. No, I just mean like all the fancy dress that you see when you watch on TV. Yeah. I would say actually that there is a brilliant article for members. If you are the type of person who enjoys doing activity, which is normally an hour or more, it can be classed as endurance activity. And there's a brilliant article called Training for an Endurance Event. Here's how to fuel up. The team which Emily works in put this article together with expert tips and advice, which kind of really shows you how to make the most out of using food optimizing if you are doing events like marathons. I mean, I was even looking at it for all day walking where I'm climbing up Kinder Scout and things, and it's really fantastic. It talks about carbohydrates and protein and all these different kind of fantastic things. So if you're a member, I'd highly recommend checking out that Training for an Endurance Event article. Will you guys let us know how you get on? We'd love to just kind of, I don't know, catch some of the emotion of you when you cross the line. It'd just be amazing to hear you, how you are. I mean, we've seen people in previous Slimming World marathon teams, haven't we, Anna, who've just been inconsolable. Yeah. They've just been so overwhelmed with emotion. We can do tears.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of tears. I think everyone I know that's ever run a marathon, it just says it's that feeling of elation when you've done it. And that high keeps you going to get through the pain of what your body's just been through. But I think you're going to feel so proud of yourself.
I'm actually getting even goosebumps thinking about it. I'm getting a little bit misty here. I think someone's chopping onions or something.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, look, we wish you both the best of luck, and all the team as well. Keep in touch with us, and we will post any updates that we have on our Slimming World Instagram account for sure. So we'll dig you both out for any of the sweaty photos that you post on the day.
There will be some. There will be tears, sweat, yes, all
brilliant.
Of that.
Thank you so much.
Aww.
And then just to remind you, if the marathon might be a little bit of a stretch for you at the moment, but you'd like to do the Race for Life, then we'll put a link in our episode description where you can find out a little bit more on the Slimming World blog all about the Race for Life, the different options that you have. I think there's distances of 3, 5 or even 10K. I did a Race for Life with Slimming World 10K last year. I ran and walked it with a friend on what seemed to be the hottest day of the year. What a mistake that was.
Oh, damn.
But I'm excited, Anna, that we're going to do like a race together.
I mean, excitement's not the word that springs to mind, but yes, I'm motivated and ready to do it with you.
The thing that I really got about doing the Race for Life last year was there is a warm-up event. I found it really easy to find. There were local Slimming World consultants. I did at Tatton Park, actually. And there was a big Slimming World tent where I could go and meet other Slimming World members. Hey, are you a group? Where do you go? Which event are you doing today? And you can just, those kind of pre-race nerves that you have, you know, if you walk up to anyone with the Slimming World logo, that you're going to be met with friendliness. And that was such a relief because I was so nervous. Mm-hmm. And then we all did the warm up together and then we set off and different people did their different things. But, you know, it's just sometimes it's just better to do these things together, isn't it? With that support.
That's what I was going to say, that collective experience I'm looking forward to.
All right, we'll sign off. We'll hand over to our inbox. And this week, we actually have a What's for Tea Tonight voicemail from another one of the Marathon team members. Ta-ra a bit.
Bye for now.
Welcome to the Slimming World podcast inbox. I wonder what you're having for tea tonight? Let's find out.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Claire. It's Craig, the SW husband here. I'm just off out shopping for our tea tonight. It's going to be one of my infamous Falkers family fakeaways. Just wondered if I needed to get a little bit extra in if you two wanted to join us. Shall I set a place at the table? See you soon. Bye.